Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with John Michelson about Midwest Military Outreach.
You served in the Army, correct?
I did. I served about 26 years, split between the Reserve and the Guard, and was able to retire as the full-time readiness NCO here in Washington from the National Guard Armory across from Hy-Vee.
When it comes to your retirement, you kind of transitioned into some more military-based careers. Did you know that you were always going to kind of fall into that field?
I think it just kind of happened. I went back to college to get a degree to teach history. And along the way, started working with the university, with the Student Veterans Center, got very involved in the program, and was advised that if I wanted to stay on campus and continue to do that after I graduated, I needed a graduate degree. So I have, and have pretty much stuck with helping service members, veterans, and their families with transition.
And that's one of the main reasons why we are chatting here today with the organization Midwest Military Outreach. You're now the vice president for, correct?
I am by title the official vice president. However, the original founders are not as involved as they were 10 years ago. So some days it's a one-man show. Some days I'm on the phone double-checking with people that I can do things and not embarrass them.
So when it comes to Midwest Military Outreach, can you just take me through how it all started and what purpose it serves?
Midwest Military Outreach was looking to do similar things in the greater Iowa City area that we had going on in campus, because not every veteran came back and wanted to go back to school. We did a lot of collaborative things, and when I retired from the university, I just kind of slid into position and have continued to work with folks like Michelle Roos over here at Community First Credit Union. And we just connect people to the folks that have the right resources for them, where they are, and when they need them.
Another element to Midwest Military Outreach is helping entrepreneurs build businesses themselves, right?
Absolutely. And again, it's a question of connecting people with the right resources, whether that's the Small Business Development Center, the SBA office in Cedar Rapids or Des Moines. There are some really bright people out there that want to see veterans return to Iowa and raise their families here.
Another reason why we're talking about Midwest Military Outreach is that you were recently honored with the Iowa Small Business Association Veterans Small Business Champion of the Year. What does that award mean to the organization?
Well, it's a recognition for the commitment to the advancement of small business opportunities for veterans of the armed forces and the opportunity to reach more entrepreneurs in the future. Whether they want to open a chocolate shop in Marion or a yarn store in Burlington, there are steps you need to become a business. Not everybody knows every step, so finding the right person to help an individual get through whichever hoop or hurdle is in front of them is key. We're very honored. It's nice when people notice that, you know, you are doing things in the community. Conversely, I like to use the employer support of the Guard and Reserve to recognize employers in the community that are doing right by their soldiers and sailors and airmen.
And you spoke about Michelle, you spoke about Ann. Is there anyone else who deserves recognition for this honor?
You know, the folks at Home-Based Iowa, like Jathan Chicoin and Mace Huffman with Workforce Development, Joe Eckert up at the Small Business Administration, the 99 county veteran service officers like Sue here in town, you know, there are all subject matter experts. And again, none of us have all of the answers. We will find the right resource, you know, the person that can best answer that question quickly.
Getting these resources and supporting the veterans when they either retire from the service or they return from a deployment, you're very involved when it comes to volunteering for organizations like that. Is that true?
Sure. I wear a lot of hats. Midwest Military Outreach. When it has time, we do writing workshops. We have one hopefully coming up this winter. We're looking to do fundraising for that. We have the Veterans Liberty Center in Iowa City that does regular monthly coffees with the veterans, has a wood shop and an auto shop. There's the English River Outfitters here in Washington County that's a hunting and fishing lodge for veterans. Thanks is Not Enough down in Mount Pleasant also does a monthly breakfast. There's good people all over. It's just making sure they're all talking to each other so that we can mutually support the effort to see veterans succeed.
And if there's someone in Southeast Iowa listening to this right now who wants to do the same and get involved with some of these organizations, do you have any recommendations about how they can go about doing that?
If they are a veteran themselves, Iowa Vets on Facebook. For families and others, Iowa Veterans is also on Facebook. People are welcome to call me, 319-321-1387, or email me at jmikelson16@gmail.com. Employer support at the Garden Reserve needs business-to-business people, military unit liaisons here in eastern Iowa, ombudsman. We can look at the esgr.mil website and volunteer there. English River Outfitters, I'm sure, is looking for volunteers. So
that's,
you know, all I have to do is is reach out and say, hey, I'm here to help, and we will put you to work.
That was John Michelson joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about Midwest military outreach. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.